Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We're here for you. We are injury attorneys. This is an injury show. We're ready to go. We're ready to teach you, educate you, hopefully give you a level playing field with the insurance company that fights your claim once you're injured, fights the victim's claims, tries to beat them and defeat them and pay them nothing or very little. That's why we do this show, is to give you an education, to give you information. Information is empowering. Speaking of which, you can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. We've got podcasts on there. We've got presentations about truck injuries. We've got YouTube on our website. You can go there and get a lot of information. Also, we got meeting by accident, questions and answers people ask with regard to car accidents. And as you know, today's subject is about bus accidents. You think about buses. We've been talking about trucks. We did four shows in a row on trucks. So we're switching gears, so to speak, a little bit today, and we're going to talk about buses. Some of the bus activities fall under the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules and Regulations, and some do not. So we need to distinguish this. You need to understand, if you get hit by a bus, it's like a truck in many ways, some ways not, but it's usually a very devastating injury or injuries, death. It is just very tragic. And so you've got to understand what the rules are. You got to know what you're doing. You can give us a call anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. And in the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. And anytime, anywhere, right from the comfort of your own computer, our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can contact us, email us, live chat, or just call us for information. You know that. Don't forget about our new books. First book, Don't Get Hurt in the Accident Twice, Once in the Accident and Again on the Insurance Claim. That's a book. That's the name of the book. You can get them free. You can go to our website, download them free, get the ebook. If you want a hard copy, contact our office. We'll send you a hard copy. We do it every week. A lot of folks want these books. Our new book called Cowards of the Street, Hit and Run. Everything you ever wanted to know about hit and run. Everything you ever wanted to know about how to protect yourself against not only hit and run, but other similar type accidents, events as well. The last half of the book gives you the insurance coverage, what to do, and step-by-step guidelines and procedures. Okay, today, buses. What's the liability? What's the responsibility? You know, Brad, a lot of people take buses. You know, some of the statistics show Americans took 10.2 billion trips on the public transportation, boarding buses 35 million times, and that was in 2011. I haven't seen the recent statistics. We've got school buses, yellow school buses. We've got extracurricular activities. We got buses paid for hire. We got Greyhound buses, buses across the country. Let's just talk a little bit and set the stage for these bus accidents and how serious they are.
Well, what we have to remember is the bus is a very large vehicle. It's in a lot of ways it's different than a truck. The truck, usually you have the tractor and the trailer, and because you have the tractor and the trailer, you have two different objects which are coming into a play in the accident. And a lot of times one will cause the inertia from the accident to go in a different direction than the other, sometimes blunting some of the damage or some of the force that is incurred in the accident. With a bus, you've got a single unit, and so when that inertia or when that force starts going in one direction, it's going to cause a lot more damage as a result of the accident. You've got, you know, most buses, the Greyhound buses, I think they said the average occupancy is about 44 passengers. You can pretty much state that the bus is going to weigh somewhere around 40,000 pounds. And think about that, 40,000 pounds, where your car, the average car, is only going to weigh about 3,000 pounds. So it's about 10, 12 times heavier, well, actually about 13 times heavier than your car when it's going through the intersection or when it's coming at you or when it's making a turn. Buses have the mirrors on them. They have a lot of in-city driving, because you're dealing with school buses, you're dealing with buses that are picking up passengers and bringing them to and from their work or to and from their home to work and back. So buses have a lot of times different concepts and different elements to their accident than a truck will. Also, you've got to remember that you're dealing with completely different companies. Sometimes these bus companies can be a lot tougher. And as we get through this, you're going to find out that even there's a different set of rules or more stringent rules for a bus driver than there is for a truck driver.
Right. You know, you got to look at some of the statistics. We don't like to get in too many statistics on this show, but, you know, buses are very popular. They're popular across the country. You've got school buses, which we're going to cover in a different show. You got extracurricular activities, which we're going to cover in a different show at the school, because that's a specialty in and of itself. You know, it's estimated they got 52 million student trips daily. 52 million. It's a $54 billion industry and growing. Over 7,700 organizations, different organizations have buses, provide buses, do buses for hire, buses for groups, and more than 400,000 people employed. So the bottom line is, when we talk about trucks, we talk about the fact that certain shippers want to get their product to market. Certain manufacturers need to get their product to market quickly. That creates problems. With buses, they're so popular, you got increased routes, you got increased usage, you got increased exposure, and the ridership and routes usually mean less time for maintenance, less time for inspection, less time for supervision and training, and a constant demand for more, and therefore many times less experienced drivers, supervisors, trainers, etc. That leads to catastrophes. That leads to accidents. So, you know, we talk about buses. One of the main differences, and we go, yeah, really, Gary, we all know that. Well, let's think about it. One of the main differences is you got an 18-wheeler and a big rig, a truck, and that, as Brad said, that's two pieces. But the physics of that and those being two pieces, sometimes they go different directions. The bus is a straight piece of steel. It goes one direction, and it's carrying people. It has higher duties. It carries people.
And in most cases, because we still have a lot of buses that are this way, actually most buses, in most cases, those people are not seat belted in. And so what we're dealing with unseat belted people in a unit that's going to cause them to slam into each other. They're going to slam into the seats. They're going to slam into the windows. They're going to slam into the ceilings. And that's the people inside. And if that bus has run over a pedestrian, or if that bus has hit another car, then you've got all the people that the bus has hit. So, you know, buses are is significant objects that we have to deal with, and the movement of a bus and how it moves throughout the city is important. There can be some special rules. You've got to watch out for special rules that any particular city might have, and the company itself might have with respect to its drivers as far as how the bus could be used. We've talked before in our show about how certain companies don't allow their drivers to make left turns, or they'll do whatever they can to make the route so they don't do left turns. And you've got to pay attention to that. The other thing you've got to remember is that a bus quite often has cameras on it. These passenger buses will have cameras and their ECMs, and we'll be talking about that. But these are things we have to make sure that you get as the attorney. You send out spoliation letters. We've talked before, Gary, about how in most passenger cases, most passenger accidents, it can be a month or more before you hear from the injured person before they're getting an attorney.
Well, before they even come to our office, because they're trying to take care of themselves and heal.
Right. Or they think they can take care of the accident themselves. They think, oh, this is pretty clear cut. There shouldn't be a problem. And then they learn that the adjusters for the insurance companies are not going to deal with them credibly, or not going to deal with them fairly. So they end up with a lawyer. In a bus situation, you pretty much want to get to the lawyer as soon as possible. And one of the reasons is that lawyer's got to send out a spoliation letter that says that and is very clear that everything's got to be saved. And that spoliation letter's got to get to the bus company, so the bus company has no excuse when later on they're telling everybody, well, it got destroyed by one of our people who threw it out or did something with it.
Exactly. And, you know, bus crushes are an entity among themselves. You know, what do you think? How many people do you think an average Greyhound bus carries? How many people? 44 passengers, average. A little bit more, a little bit less. Sometimes, obviously, who's buying the tickets, but 44 passengers. You have an accident, they're unbridled, they're unrestrained, they go flying across, they hit steel, glass, each other. These usually result in very serious injuries. Brad's point was well taken. We made that point with regard to truck accidents. The defense team, the insurance companies for the truck drivers and the trucking companies usually have a team right on the spot, right away, sometimes within hours. Did you hear this? Sometimes within hours of the accident, they're going to reconstruct this. They're going to find a way to try to beat the victim. They're going to try to find a way to beat the decedent's family if somebody died. And they're going to not want to pay, and they want to do these engineering studies. So they get right on it. So you're the injured person. You're in the hospital. You're trying to recover from your injuries. You don't go to an attorney for a month, two, three, etc. And so then you're trying to play catch up. And Brad talked about the spoliation letter. It's important. Spoliation letter is a letter that we send out routinely to the entities, to the bus companies, to their attorneys, to the insurance companies that do not destroy any evidence. Do not get rid of the ECMs, the electronic control modules. Do not destroy the logbooks. Do not destroy the video cameras. We want them.
And you've got to make sure you get this information if it's at all available, because the bus companies are really, companies like Greyhound, they're getting ready for an accident before it ever happens. I've talked about this before, that there are certain companies, trucking companies, bus companies, regular transportation companies are ready for an accident before it even happens. And you say, well, how can they do that? Well, the first thing is they've got their teams ready to go. They know what lawyers are going to assign to it. They know what engineers are going to put on it. They know what reconstruction they're going to do. They regularly and normally will have animations already ready to be used at trial or to be used in whatever arguments they're making to show that they the person couldn't have possibly been hurt and the biomechanics don't fit the injuries claimed. So you've got to understand that trucking companies, bus companies, they are ready for the accident. And the minute it happens, they spring into action, and they're going to take care of making sure they have the evidence necessary to defeat your claim.
You need an experienced attorney on your side. You can call on us and put our experience to work for you. Bell and Pollock. We got an office in Greenwood Village. We got an office in Steamboat Springs. We got an office in downtown Denver on Wine Coop. You can call us at 303-795-5900. In the mountains, 970-870-8989. And anytime, anywhere, our website, championsofthepeople.com. We got a break coming up, but right after the break, we're going to be talking about this animation. You're not going to believe what some of these bus companies do, as Brad just said, way, way in advance of an accident or a tragedy, to already protect themselves, to already prove that they're not responsible or liable. Who do you have, and what preparation do you have? We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or a 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash browns, special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollack. We're the owners and founders of Bell and Pollack. We've been helping injured victims for over 25 years, helping them put their lives back together again. And don't forget, when you come into our law firm, you not only get a free initial consultation, but you also get a free legal game plan. What's that? A game plan tailored to you, your case, your needs, your circumstances, your accident, your injuries, not only now, but in the future. That's what you need. That's what you get at Bell and Pollack. 303-795-5900. We've done cases all over the state of Colorado. We do car accident cases, truck accident cases, bus accident cases, workers' comp, all four corners of the state, big ones, small ones, intermediate ones, we don't care. We help people, and we're glad to help you, and we can help you if you give us a call. Don't forget about our free legal game plan. Okay, Brad, we know that we got these animations, and Greyhound has done it, and they've got an expert named Wilson Hayes who testifies all over the country with regard to these animations. So the animation is a bus accident with dummies in the bus, and the animation and this expert Wilson Hayes tries to testify that you see what happens to these dummies, see nobody can get hurt, see the animation, see the film. But he's been struck by courts before, and Greyhound's activities and animations have been limited and struck. And so people need to know this is already being done.
Well, and more people have to come to grips with, and hopefully juries come to grips with, the idea that animations, just about anybody can animate anything anymore, bottom line. If you want an animation to show something that you want to show, if you're predisposed to be on one side or the other and you want to show an animation, those animations can be falsely put together so that it's going to support whatever position you want, and they're going to be very, very convincing. Yes, they have been stricken, and there's a lot of cases and a lot of times when they're striking these animations, they're striking the biomechanics from getting up and testifying. We face this in regular car accidents too, Gary.
Right, we do.
But these guys who work for the defense, and they're literally millionaires as a result of having worked for insurance companies, defeating people's claims by putting together animations or by testifying as biomechanics, saying that this is how you would have been thrust or this is what happens to your body in an accident. All we have to do is take a look at how easy it is for anybody to put something on a website, for anybody to put something on YouTube, for anybody to put something that is in essence an animation and is not truthful on a website or in film, to understand that these animations should not and cannot be trusted. That's all there is to it.
Exactly. And speaking of these animations, certain of Greyhound Bus's animations with this expert that we mentioned earlier have been struck by courts, meaning the courts have a hearing, they determine that it's not going to go into evidence, it's struck, you can't use it at trial, and they try and they try and they try again. And this is sometimes called, quote, junk science, in quotation marks, meaning there's no really basis in science and it has to be attacked. But you have to have attorneys who know how to attack it. You have to have attorneys who know the experts who can attack it and defeat it and strike it so it doesn't come into evidence in your trial. It's not used to defeat your claim. And we can do that. We've done this for years. You can put our experience to work for you. 303-795-5900 in the mountains, 970-870-8989, and our website, championsofthepeople.com. Okay, so we know some of these animations are struck, and why do you have to have attorneys to know that? Because those animations, if they're to the jury, maybe one jury believes it. Maybe it's junk science. Maybe two jurors believe it. Maybe the whole jury believes it. And if it's based on junk science, it's not formidable. It's not supportable. It's not there in science, and therefore it shouldn't be in evidence, and that's what the whole argument about. But don't forget, these bus companies still have the animations. They're still going to try it. They're still going to use it to say, see what happens? This didn't happen to you. You weren't hurt. Of course, you can't work again, et cetera. And that's a big problem. Okay, Brad, let's switch gears a little bit and go into the types and causes of bus crashes. Let's talk about a little bit about the common causes, because if you don't know these, then you're just trying to guess.
Well, the common causes of bus crashes are usually going to be adverse weather, most often involving interstate motor coaches operating such as a Greyhound. Buses that are going across the interstate, and they're going from one state to another, making taking a large amount of people from one place to another where it's not within town. And that these Greyhound buses, a lot of times, want to keep their schedule, and they want to get people to and from the spot. So, for instance, a bus leaves here in Denver, and it's going to go to Las Vegas, New Mexico, or it's going to go out to Las Vegas, Nevada, or whatever. And they have a way to figure out there's going to be bad weather. Now, a lot of times you want to check with these bus companies and get behind how they even determine what kind of weather their driver's going to face. But they start sending them off trying to go through bad weather, bad roads, knowing bad weather is going to be setting in, getting a driver to drive. A lot of times the driver's unqualified. If you stop to look, something very important and that we've discovered through the organizations we belong to, Gary, is that, for instance, Greyhound, the way they monitor the bus, the weather that the bus is going to run into is by watching the Weather Channel. They have no better, more sophisticated way of doing that. The way they train their drivers is they don't train them in adverse weather conditions. They train them on buses that don't have that, that never face adverse weather conditions while they're being trained. So they don't know how the bus is going to react in the adverse weather. They don't know when the adverse weather is going to be there. It gets sprung on them. They have unqualified drivers. As you get more and more buses on the road, you have to find more and more people to operate those buses, and they're rushing a lot of these drivers to work. And then you also get drivers who have been on the road for extreme lengths of time. They're either not able to keep attention to the road because they're tired or the condition they've been driving under, or because they're too busy dealing with other things such as their cell phone or texting or talking on the phone. Yes, people believe this. You can be on a Greyhound bus going from here to a destination in another state, and the driver will actually start getting on the phone or start texting, and you have one driver that's going to drive that entire distance.
And that's prohibited under the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules and Regulations. Those do apply to certain types of buses. If you're going across the country, they most certainly apply to them. You know, but there are certain categories that have of types of crashes buses are involved in, one of which is more frequent than the other ones is a rollover. It sounds terrifying and scary, and that's where people go flying. That's where this animation and animated films come in. That's where these experts try to say, nothing happened to the dummies in the animated film. How could it happen to you? There's no seat belts. You go flying everywhere. But Brad hit the nail right on the head. A checklist, if you will. How do you approach these? You got to find out if the driver's even qualified. As Brad said, we got unqualified drivers sometimes driving these buses. You know, driver error or inattention. I mean, that's common sense. That's what you do in your car. They don't care. They're going too fast for the conditions. If you're trained in Florida on how to drive in adverse weather conditions and you drive in Colorado, guess what? You're not really trained. Guess what? That's going to lead to a higher risk of an accident. Excessive speed. You know, they've got to maintain their speed. This is what good attorneys look for. You look for the records. You look for the electronic control module to prove the speed, to prove the braking, to prove how this accident happened. You want the video cameras to prove and debunk the so-called junk science animation and animated videos of dummies. Where's the real camera? Well, we erased it. That's what the spoilation letter is for. You know, and we're going to get to left-hand turns in a minute. I think you're going to be surprised. You think left-hand turn's a left-hand turn. What are we talking about? What's the big deal about that? Well, with regard to buses and trucks, it's a huge deal. It's a very big deal. We also got an issue of blind spots. They always defend these cases some way, but one of their favorite ways is to say the driver had a blind spot. We had a blind spot. Well, we're going to talk to you about blind spots after the break. We got a break coming up. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. We've been in business helping families for over 25 years. We can help you. Come see us. We'll give you a free initial consultation, a free legal game plan. What's that? It's a game plan. You understand what you need to do, what you're going to do, what you need to not do, you're not going to talk to, like insurance adjusters, that sort of thing. And you get a complete game plan tailored to your case, your needs, your injuries, and you'll understand what you have to do to protect yourself. 303-795-5900 or our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can contact us. It's free. We'll be glad to talk to you. We'll be glad to help you. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or a 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we are injury attorneys bringing the show to you to educate you, to teach you, to inform you, to try to give you a level playing field with the insurance company for the at-fault driver. Today we're talking about bus accidents. Today we're talking about how they happen. You know, weather is a big one. Rollover accidents are a big one. That's not the only ones. Improper lane changes. But Brad, let's talk just a second about left turns. Left turns are very, very critical. And what's the big deal about left turns anyway?
Well, we've talked about left turns that many companies and many cities, there are actually cities who ban left turns by commercial vehicles, by big commercial vehicles or by buses. Left turns are the most dangerous turns that a vehicle makes. Not only that, they're also the most expensive as far as time consuming. Quite often the argument gets into play that, oh, that person was in my blind spot. And there's no such thing, not in a bus. If a bus has a blind spot, then either the bus companies failed to properly provide technology, or the proper technology, such as mirrors, cameras, and warning devices, or they failed to properly train their driver. And so really, once again, a lawyer dealing in these cases, the minute they hear any kind of statement of they were in my blind spot, that should trigger there's some negligence here. There's negligent supervision, there's negligent training, or there's negligent use of those of the way the bus has been equipped. So
you know, exactly. And when they say there's a blind spot, and that's one of the way they try to defend these cases, I had a blind spot, I couldn't see. The fact that you have the blind spot is negligence. The fact that there's a blind spot, you should go after that as the attorneys. You don't let them get away with this. Oh, there's a blind spot I couldn't see. Because on a commercial bus, there should be not be any blind spot if it's properly equipped and if the driver's properly trained. Look, there was a 2008 Federal Transit Administration study of bus accidents. And guess what it found? Bus drivers often fail to properly re-scan. What does that mean? Re-look. Look once. Look again, stretch your neck, look around, look in the mirrors. They failed to properly rescan crosswalks during these big, wide, arcing left turns. It's a big, big problem. But you need to know that. You need to know what the rules and regulations are so you can present your case. And you need to know and not swallow the defense of blind spot. And if it's a left-hand turn, they have duties and obligations. You know, Brad, when you drive a bus, and we're going to cover this, is you have the highest degree of care because you've got human passengers as opposed to steel or inanimate objects.
Right. And that's what you got to be paying attention to, is the fact that the drivers, and we won't have time today, the drivers have different tests they even have to perform and different in different requirements they have for being able to even drive a bus versus a truck. One of the reasons is because they are driving and they are hauling passengers. As a matter of fact, even after they get their commercial driver's license, there's an extra certification they have to pass before they're allowed to drive a bus as opposed to a truck. Why? Because we are dealing with cargo that are people, and those people can be hurt. Even on an accident, Gary, when we talk about a pedestrian accident on a left turn, if that bus all of a sudden is now slamming on its brakes, is all of a sudden now taking evasive action, we're talking about people who are being thrown around inside the bus and are being hurt. That's significant because now all of a sudden you've got people that are being hurt outside the bus and people being hurt inside the bus.
Exactly. And, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules and Regulations, we've talked about them a lot with regard to trucks, big rigs, and you've heard us talk about that a lot. That we also apply to buses. They also apply to buses, but there's more. Most of these drivers have to get a special endorsement, like a passenger endorsement, because you're carrying people. And, you know, the knowledge portion of the test, they have to take an extra test, deals with proper procedures for loading, unloading passengers. That's important. Proper use of emergency exits, push-out windows, proper responses to emergency situations, and much, much more. What if there's a fire? What if there's an unruly passenger? What if it's a railroad highway grade crossing, drawbridges, proper braking procedures? All these come into your case. All these have to be explored and investigated. You can call us anytime, Bell and Pollock, 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. Come in for a free initial consultation and a free legal game plan. Just give us a call. We'll make an appointment. We'll be glad to do it. Put our experience to work because we are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.